Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 498, How to Take Charge of Your Motivation, Part 1, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'm going to read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send me a question at oldpodcast.com. Now, if you do, first, that makes me very happy because I love answering your questions. But as a bonus to you, you'll be entered into small, special raffles to win books from us. I thank you in advance for sending in your question. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Take Charge of Your Motivation, Part 1, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. From world leaders to authors and movie stars, we all have these moments of blah. Motivation can be a fickle and elusive force, leaving us wondering if we really want the things that we set out to achieve. One moment, you're on top of the world, moving towards your goals, cutting through tasks with ninja-like speed and accuracy, and then the next day, you're derailed, unmotivated, and left wondering how it all fell apart so quickly. Luckily, it doesn't have to be this way. You have the necessary tools to harness this seemingly magical force, using it to your advantage whenever the situation demands, and it all starts with reconnecting with the ball of awesome that is you. What's your story? Bruce Wayne became Batman after the death of his parents. Peter Parker became Spider-Man after that whole radioactive spider biting him thing went down. Bruce Lee's training and philosophy changed dramatically due to the outcome of a fight he had with a rival martial artist. On a less heroic note, we both come from vastly different backgrounds. JC was an athlete growing up and was introduced to strength training early on. Raj, on the other hand, grew up a gamer and didn't pick up a barbell until he was in his 20s. We're all a bundle of unique stories. Use it to your advantage. Psychologically, they're an amazing tool for creating lasting change because you have a pool of experiences to draw from. Everything up until this very moment is at your disposal. It represents the switch, that moment when your life begins to shift in a fundamental way, away from both where you came from and where you are, towards where you want to be. This is just the beginning, however. The real ingredient behind getting your motivational engine started and keeping it running amidst the occasional starts and stops is connecting your story to a powerful why. Unabashedly, choose your goal. Want to find a simple, no-fuss way to manage your diet and training, yet well-meaning people keep piling complication upon complication on you? What if you just want to look great naked, yet are constantly talked into trying methods that aren't bringing you any closer to inspiring shock and awe when you jumped out of that birthday cake in your birthday suit? Your goal is yours, and yours alone. Don't let anyone hijack it. It doesn't have to appeal to the sensibilities of anyone else but yourself. In the end, you're going to be the one making the necessary sacrifices and doing the work needed to get there. So making sure that you're physically and emotionally invested first is key. Write it down. Scribble it on a napkin. Put it in a Word document or carve it into a tree if you're feeling a bit old school. The mission here is to write it down, getting it out of your head and bringing it into the real world. When you own your goal like this, you set the stage of success in two important ways. First, it forces you to make a decision. By putting pen to pad, or fingers to keyboard, you've said in a tangible way that this is what you want. Doing this not only makes your goal more real, but it also serves as a beacon, directing your internal GPS towards Awesomeville. You can't hit what you can't see. You don't need to know exactly how you'll get there yet. Right now, this is enough to get you going. Secondly, it narrows your vision. Choices become a lot easier to make. What you do either leads you closer towards your goal or it doesn't. By knowing what to say yes to, you also identify what you need to say no to as well. Instead of getting distracted and led astray by every shiny thing along the way, you're able to stay focused on the things that will bring you the most value and results for your time invested. In the great words of the sage and philosopher Mr. T, you cut out all the necessary jibba-jabba. Pass the vanilla ice test. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Take Charge of Your Motivation by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So Roger mentioned this idea of what's your story. I love that he mentioned this, and not just because of the comic book references, of course. I like that he mentioned this because this is something I ask folks when they're not feeling super motivated, and I put a little bit of a different spin on it. I definitely ask about their stories, but then I have them take a moment and ask the why. Why are you here in the first place? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you spending your precious time doing this activity? And so when it comes to things like exercise, for example, and they're just not feeling motivated in the gym that day, I stop and ask them, and I say, why are you here? And all of a sudden you see them stop and you see their wheels spinning and they'll say something like, because I want to feel better, or because I want to lose weight, or because I want to look a certain way, or because I want to get my cholesterol down. It serves as a wonderful reminder for why we're spending the time doing these things. And what's amazing is when we write those things down along with our goals, of course, we find that motivation gets even stronger. It's a way of convincing ourselves that what we're doing is important. All right, before I go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can send in an audio question at our site, oldpodcast.com/ask. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question first, I get very happy because I love answering your questions, and you're entered into special raffles to win books from us every month. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.